Major new developments tonight in the COVID-19 pandemic. The United States reaches 90,000 deaths out of 1.5 million cases as more of the country loosens restrictions. There is potentially promising news about a possible vaccine. And President Trump drops his own medical bombshell. John Yang begins our coverage.
While meeting with food industry executives at the White House today, President Trump made a startling disclosure. He's been taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine as a preventive against COVID-19.
So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy, and all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
The president's use of the drug outside a hospital setting goes against the Food and Drug Administration's warning about the risk of heart problems. Mr. Trump has long touted the anti-malaria medication's potential, even though its effectiveness is unproven. He made the disclosure amid possible signs of progress on a vaccine. Drug maker Moderna reported that limited data from early human testing suggests its experimental product is safe and triggers an immune response. This all comes as the nation takes tentative steps toward reopening. Before dawn in Michigan today, Fiat Chrysler auto workers returned to work for the first time since this plant closed in mid-March due to COVID-19.
Everybody's going to have to take their temperature daily and fill out that screening, and they'll have to go through the same screening process every morning when they come to work.
Michigan recorded 11 new deaths Sunday, the lowest since March 24th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that in coming days, some counties could lift restrictions.
So I want to encourage everyone to stay smart and to stay safe.
States like Florida and Massachusetts are issuing their own guidance on a gradual reopening. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced that gyms and fitness centers can resume operations and restaurants can open at 50% capacity. San Francisco took a small step today, allowing retailers to reopen with curbside pickup. But in the epicenter of the country's outbreak, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warned that lifting safety measures too quickly will lead to more infections.
We cannot have a boomerang. We cannot have something where we have to shut down again.
But across the country, some are defying measures meant to stop the spread of coronavirus. Several protesters stood outside a New Jersey strip mall this morning in support of a gym that opened in defiance of state guidance. Gym co-owner Ian Smith insisted it's safe and that proper safety precautions are in place.
The gym has been sanitized top to bottom by a professional cleaning crew. Everything in the gym is 6 feet apart. Everything is clearly marked. There will be masks.
COVID-19 is taking center stage at the annual assembly, held by video conference this year, of the 194-member World Health Organization. And the WHO is facing questions about how it handled the pandemic. The European Union, along with countries like the United Kingdom and New Zealand, are pushing for a probe of the response. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Because this is one that does not seek to lay blame. It seeks to learn from an experience that I think every citizen around the world would know we would need to learn from.
Across hard-hit Italy, signs of new normalcy as churches, shops, and even Venice's gondolas reopen today. A nun and a priest, both wearing masks, entered St. Peter's Basilica today, open to the public for the first time in nearly 3 months. And in Denmark, for the first time in months, some enjoyed a cup of coffee brewed outside their kitchens as cafes and restaurants resumed service. The country was the first in Europe to enter a lockdown in March and was the first to begin easing those rules last month. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.